Hello and welcome to Rent It Out, the show where we rent it out because there's nothing better to do. Now, we are back after a long break, and that's because I have no one to record with me. Because it's a sad, sad life. Alright, so what is the first thing we're going to talk about being back? Well, since I'm alone here, I might as well give you a rant about an opinion I have. And this opinion is on some awards. And these awards are the Grammy Awards. Today, on the 20th of November, 2019, the 63rd annual Grammy Award nominations have been announced. And I have seen them. I agree with some, and I agree not a lot with a lot more. So, let's sit together, grab yourself some cup of tea, or don't crash while you drive listening to my soothing voice, and let's look at the nominations. So, at first, we have the main few awards, which is Record of the Year. So, for people who do not know, Record of the Year and Song of the Year are very different. Basically, a Record of the Year gives out the awards to the artist, the producers, sound mixers, engineers, people who work behind the song, basically the record. And Song of the Year goes to the lyricists, the people who write, the songwriters, which is the easier word to say, but I make things very complicated. So they are the people who win the award. I'm not sure if the actual artist does. I think they do because they're the ones singing it, but I'm not sure about that one. Okay. So, the nominations for Record of the Year are Hey Mom by Bon Ivory, Billie Eilish with Bad Guy, Ariana Grande with Seven Rings, Her with Hard Place, Talk by Khalid, Old Town Road by Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus, Lizzo with Truth Hurts, and Sunflower by Post Malone and Sway Lee. Right, so out of all these songs, there's only two on here which I do not know what they are, from Her and Bon Ivory. But from the rest, I do have some opinions. So, I have no problem with Bad Guy by Billie Eilish and by Sunflower by Post Malone and Sway Lee. Both really good songs, very chill songs, which, 2019 is basically a chill year, even though I think Sunflower came out at the very end of 2018, I think. But I get why those two are nominated. Brilliant songs, can't deny it. Talk by Khalid. That is a very interesting song. Again, very chill. None of these songs actually on here are very, actually, I don't know about Hey Ma, but they're very chill. They don't really amplify, do they, when you listen to them. But yeah, Talk, it's a good song. It's a chill song. But definitely didn't think it was like Record of the Year material. But it's a good song. It's produced by Disclosure. So I'm guessing that's also why possibly it was nominated. So, okay. Now, three songs here I'm a bit polarized by. And not necessarily because I don't agree with them being nominated per se. Okay, so the first one I'm going to talk about is Old Town Road by Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus. Now, I understand why the song's nominated. It is the biggest song of the year. In the States, it spent 20 weeks at number one, shattering the record held by Despacito and One Sweet Dream by Mariah Carey. And it's smart what he did. Lil Nas X does not get credit for how he actually accomplished this feat of having the biggest song in the world. Like, it's a streaming giant, and that's because of the remixes, because remixes apply to sales of the original, so it will continue going on. He released like 50,001 remixes of that song, so I understand why it's on here. Not my favorite, but I understand why. Now, with Lizzo, she is something of a discussion, because Truth Hurts was released in 2017, but it became very popular this year, mostly because of TikTok, and also it was featured on the Netflix movie Something Great with Gina Rodriguez, and it did gain quite a bit of popularity on there as well. Now, for a song to be nominated for a Grammy, it must either be nominated, it could be released within the eligibility dates, which for this year it was from the 31st of August 2018 until the 1st of October 2019, or maybe it's likely the other way around. But it's either had to be released around that day or achieve provenance, so become popular or noticeable to the general public, where it's getting a lot of airplay and sales and streams. So looking at that, Truth Hurts has become a very big record this year, especially in the States. So I understand why this is nominated. I like the song, so I'm not mad with it. Now, with Seven Rings by Ariana Grande, that's a very interesting song because she's combined a classical musical, like The Sound of Music, and used a sample of My Favorite Things and mixed it with trap music. Now, if you love or hate the song, not only is that initiative, but it is imaginative. Like, only Ariana Grande can make a song like that and have it go number one for 8 weeks. So that is pretty impressive. But at the same time, I understand why this is Record of the Year, because it is built quite well. It's crafted very well. But I do think Thank You Next is a better song, and I think that could have been nominated instead. But out of all of these, I would go for either Bad Guy, Seven Rings, or Sunflower. A song I think that should be nominated here is Always Remember Us This Way from Lady Gaga. That is a beautiful song, beautifully mastered and just created. I love the way it's like an 90s pop ballad. It's really good. Another song I think that should be on here is Jonas Brothers' Sucker. That is one of the biggest records of the year. I'm surprised not nominated for more. Señorita by Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello, only because, not because I like the song, I do think it's a bit overhyped, but it is the most streamed song of the year on Spotify. It's already almost approaching a billion streams, and it's only been out maybe over 5 months, so that's pretty impressive. So I would say that for them. And also, a personal favorite of mine is an artist called Alec Benjamin. He has a song called Let Me Down Slowly, which became very popular this year. But he's not been nominated for a Grammy, which is a shit thing. Alright, so, Album of the Year. Let's do this. We have I by Bon Ivory, Norman fucking Beckwell, Norman fucking Rockwell by Lana Del Rey, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go by Billie Eilish, Thank You Next by Ariana Grande, I Used to Know Her by Her, Seven by Lil Nas X, Lizzo with Cause I Love You, the Deluxe, and Father of the Bride by Vampire Weekend. Now, of all of these, I can see why some of these have been nominated, because they are very big albums, especially Thank You Next and Where Do We Go. And also, those are the two I'm rooting for. But I don't get Lil Nas X 7. That for Album of the Year. That 8-track EP, which features the same song twice, and it's only popular because it's bouncing up off the sales and the streams of two songs, Panini and Old Town Road, which is put on there twice. Again, very smart. Build up the sales. I get it. But he got a 57 out of 100 on the Rotten Tomatoes equivalent of Music, which is Metacritic. So it's not a good album. There's multiple albums that could have been nominated in its place, including Hollywood's Bleeding by Post Malone, Lover by Taylor Swift, the soundtrack for A Star Is Born. You're going to hear me rooting for that album a lot, so just prepare for that. And also, Alec Benjamin narrated for you. I think that's a really nice album. So, yeah. Out of these albums, Thank You Next is my favourite, so I'm rooting for that one to win. Okay, Song of the Year. Now, these are a bit more what I agree with. Okay, so we have Lady Gaga, Always Remember Us This Way, Bad Guy by Billie Eilish, Bring My Flowers Now by Tanya Tucker, Hard Place by Her, Lover by Taylor Swift, Norman Effing Rockwell by Lana Del Rey, Someone You Loved by Lewis Capaldi, and Truth Hurts by Lizzo. Now, again, there are two, actually there's only, apart from Lana, Her, and Tanya, who I think is a country singer, those are the only songs I don't know, and the rest I actually genuinely like. Someone You Loved is an alright song. I get why it's nominated. It's alright. He has a brilliant voice. I've seen him at Tramlines before, and he sang that song. And I hate to put this as high as it is, but it's the Someone Like You of the year, essentially, because he has a very nice voice. I can't deny that. And I get why. It is one of the biggest songs of the year. So I can't argue with that, even though I don't like it that much. Truth Hurts. Yeah, I get it. It's a nice song. Catchy lyrics. It's pretty good. I definitely agree with Billie Eilish, Gaga, and Taylor Swift. Lover is a self-written track. It is beautiful. It should be a Christmas classic. It sounds like it, and the music video also supports my theory. Bad Guy, great. It's strange. It's a very strange song, and I still don't get what it means, but still I love it. But that's with a lot of things in life. And my personal choice, Always Remember Us This Way, from Lady Gaga, from the A Star Is Born soundtrack. Brilliant song, moving lyrics. I'll never grow tired of that song. Brilliant. Songs I think I should have been nominated for this award. I think Circles by Post Malone. I think lyrically that is a very cathartic song, where he's trying to basically describe, well, tell the narrative where it's a relationship. It is dying, but they're feeding the flames to make it survive because it's struggling, but he knows it's the end because like relationship, like seasons change, like relationships change. Sucker by the Chosen Brothers, I would actually use that song as well. There was another song, Thank You Next, Ariana Grande. The lyrics for that are very nice, very smart. Yeah, I can't think of any others for that. Maybe Breathing by Ariana Grande. You can tell I like her, don't you? Alright, best new artists, we have Black Pumas, Billie Eilish, Lil Nas X, Lizzo, Maggie Rogers, Rosalina, Tank and the Bangers, and Yola. The only people I see that actually want to win on here is Billie Eilish, mainly, Lizzo and Rosalina, because she's a very talented artist and she just won 5 Latin Grammys, so obviously she's very talented. Alright, so moving on to the genres now. I'm not going to do them all because, to be frank with you, I don't know a lot of like other genres outside of what I personally listen to, which is a bit of pop, bit of country, some rap. You know, I'm good, maybe. Alright, best pop solo performance. We have Beyonce with Spirit, Billie Eilish with Bad Guy, 7 Rings by Ariana Grande, Lizzo with Truth Hurts, and You Need to Calm Down by Taylor Swift. All these songs, okay, 3 out of 5 of these songs I agree with. That's Bad Guy, 7 Rings, and You Need to Calm Down. With Spirit by Beyonce, it doesn't measure to the success, the hype, and just, like, musicality of the other songs. It's not that good of a song, and I feel like they just nominated Beyonce for the sake of nominating her because her fan base are very, very wild and scary, and hopefully no one from that fan base is listening, or else I'll be dead now. But I get why that song was nominated. I think it's just because of her star power that is nominated, not because it's actually good. But yeah, Bad Guy, agree with, brilliant song. Lizzo, I don't get when rap, where like people who claim to be a rap artist or rappers are nominated in pop categories. Like Truth Hurts, there was this argument where people were saying that's not a rap song, and she went on Twitter to say, well, it is a rap song, I'm a rapper, so it's a rap song. But doesn't that just defeat the point that you've submitted it for best pop solo performance? And in the States, this song spent 7 weeks at number one, and the only female rap song to do that as well was Iggy Azalea and Charlie XCX with Fancy. And, well, that was also nominated for Best Pop Vocal Performance for a group or duo. But that does have pop elements in the chorus, especially, because of Charlie XCX. And I get Truth Hurts does have pop elements in it, but I don't think it's enough to warrant this nomination. I would have said for this maybe to be placed in the R&B performance, but I don't know, I don't really agree with that one. The rest are pretty okay. You Need to Calm Down with Taylor Swift, pretty decent song. I would have said Lover as well, to be maybe frank. I do prefer that song more to that, but it's okay. With 7 Rings, I think Thank You Next should have been nominated. Like, that does follow more of the pop formula. It's very bouncy, but it's a very bouncy song. I mean, this is as well, but it's more, I hate using the word bubblegum pop because it's not really that, because it's a very personal song, but it does follow more of the pop formula where it's she uses her lower her higher register in the song. So I would say Thank You Next or even Breathing, because that's a beautiful song as well. But yeah, out of all these, even though I've just talked crap about Seven Rings, I would actually still give Seven Rings the win, or even Bad Guy. But yeah, but really, if either song won, I wouldn't really be mad, because they're, well, the four out of the five are pretty good. But yeah, in this nomination, but also, what's really weird, no males. Not a single guy's been nominated for Best Pop Solo Performance. So, I mean, congrats, ladies. What can I say? Also, in this, Lady Gaga should have been nominated for Always Remember Us This Way. You know, I'm going to be rooting for her. I think Shawn Mendes wore a nomination for If I Can't Have You. That was a very big song this year. That could have been nominated as well. Alec Benjamin, I'm going to put him out again. Let Me Down Slowly. That was a pretty good tune. I really like that one. And I'm trying to think of other songs, but they will not come to my head. Because obviously not. Because whenever I need them, they go away. Just like people. all right. Crisis over. Now, to Best Pop Duo Group Performance, we have Ariana Grande and Social House with Boyfriend, Sucker by the Jonas Brothers, Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus with Old Town Road, Sunflower by Post Malone and Swae Lee, and Señorita by Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. Okay, I agree with Señorita. That is a very big song, and I'm surprised it's only been nominated for this and not other awards. Very surprised by that. Sunflower, also really like that one. I get that. Sucker, that's for the win. That's my favourite. Now with Boyfriend, again, same thing with Lizzo. That, to me, that doesn't feel like a pop song. It feels, well, to be honest, Boyfriend is a remake of Thank You Next. Just listen to it. The verses sound the same. Just like the melody of it. So, and plus, like Spirit by Beyonce, it doesn't really, it's not that good of a pop song. And there's a ton more collaborations that I think could have gone on there. But I don't know. It's a pretty good song. It's a pretty good song. It's a decent song, but not enough to warrant a Grammy nomination. And Old Town Road. Nope. Again, nope. Nope, 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 nope. I wish I can add that category. No, 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 no. Yeah, this had such a controversy at the beginning of the year because it was banned on country radio and the charts on country because it's not classed as a country song, and that created controversy because he said, oh, it is a country song, it just have rap influence in it. Then why, to prove a point, have you submitted this song for country song of the year, but you contrary to pop? It's not a pop song, has no formula of pop in it. So what's the point? I'm having a breakdown on here. This has just filled up a slot that could have gone to an even better song. Like, just out of the top of my head, I can think of Lauv and Troye Sivan, like, I'm So Tired. There's one with Rita Ora and Black called Only Want You. That's a pretty good song. Actually, that could have been nominated for... the solo version of that song could have been nominated for Best Pop Performance. But there's so many other songs that... So many other albums. It's a song category. No. Just no. I'm done with them. I'm done having this meltdown. But yeah, Sucker, for me, wins here. Okay, looking at Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album. All right, let's see the nominations here. We have Andrea Bargoli with C. Michael Bublé with... I don't know why I said Bublé like that. With Love, the Deluxe Edition. Elvis Costarello and The Imposers with Look Now. A Legendary Christmas by John Legend. And Walls by Barbra Streisand. Barbra Streisand has been nominated now for 43 Grammys. And she's won 8 of them. That's pretty cool. A Legendary Christmas. Did not know that a Christmas album could be nominated. I'm genuinely serious here. But, okay. I know that song's I know a song off that. I think he's made it again. But it's a collaboration with Kelly Clarkson, Baby It's Cold Outside. That's for another show. Like, bloody hell. That's no. that's a no-no. Okay, out of all these nominations, Michael Bublé, to me, is the strongest out of all these. So, he gets my vote. All right. Looking at Best Pop Vocal Performance album. So, you have Beyonce with The Lion King, The Gift. When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? By Billie Eilish. Ariana Grande with Thank You Next. Ed Sheeran's number 6 collaboration project. And Lover by Taylor Swift. Okay. Again, it's the same with pop vocal performance. Beyonce, that doesn't belong here. No. The album, and plus the album, the only reason I'm saying this is even Elton John agrees with me. Me and Elton, good buddies. That album tanked, essentially. It didn't get the sales that it probably should have. When it's a movie that grossed over, I think, $1.6 billion at the box office. And yet this album didn't leave a dent on like the chart. It's very, I've not heard of it since its first week of release. Because I know a few songs entered the, three songs entered the UK Top 100, because that's the rule now because of Ed Sheeran. And a lot of the songs did enter the R&B chart, but that then went away straight away. They fell off. So, again, don't agree with that one being there. There's a few albums I'm going to put in there, but I'll tell you them in a bit. Maybe you can think of one. I've mentioned her name and the soundtrack various times. Otherwise, I love all four of these albums that were released. Lover by Taylor, brilliant album, number 6 collaboration. Very surprised it's on here. If that wins, Twitter's going to be pissed again, because it would be the second time he beat all girls in the same category when he did it with Divide. But the winner. Thank You Next, Ariana Grande. I actually really do like that record. But it's a very close, It's a very strong category. And again, I wouldn't be mad if any of these albums won it, except for maybe Beyonce. What I think could go in it, A Star Is Born, the soundtrack, yep. Narrated For You by Alec Benjamin, that's a brilliant record. That could have definitely gone on there. I'm trying to think of another album, but not a lot of albums impressed me. I would actually say an album, the Rita Ora album, Phoenix, that has some really good highlights on it and really showed her how she's grown from her debut album in 2012 to now what she released. It's a pretty good album, so I would say that one. But okay, let's continue on slowly. Okay, so looking at Best Dance Recording now. So we have the nominations. We have Linked by Bunbo. We had the Chemical Brothers with Got to Keep On, Piece of Your Heart. This Is a Reason Why I Don't Read by Medusa featuring Good Boys. Raffles de Sol with Underwater, and Skrillex, Boy Noise, and Ty Dolla Sign with Midnight Hour. Easy win for me here. Piece of Your Heart by Medusa. That's a big record. It's a pretty nice song. Really overplayed though on Capitol, but either way, it's a good record. Okay, so now I'm looking through some of these categories. So I'm going like past rock, but I don't really listen to rock music, so I'll be the shittest person to tell you about who I think should win. But Sam Fender, if anyone's heard of him, and you should, if you haven't, what's wrong with you? Like, seriously, stop listening to this podcast right now. I'll wait. I'll pause for an hour of how long the album is for, and you listen to it, and you can see how it's one of the best indie rock albums of the year, and that I've heard for quite a while. And then come back here and see he's not nominated and question your life decisions. Grammys. Okay, we're on to... Actually, let's look at the R&B stuff now. Okay, so Best R&B Performance. We have Love Again by Daniel Caesar and Brandy. We have Her featuring Bryson Tiller with Could Have Been. Exactly How I Feel by Lizzo featuring Gucci Mane. Roll So Mo by Lucky Day. And Answer Peak featuring Andre 3000 with Come Home. Now, I'm trying to think of which one I actually like on here. I know some of my friends will say Anderson Peak because they love him. I think the winner's going to be her, though. Because her and Bryson Tiller. Because she's a very, very interesting artist. She's a very acclaimed artist as well. Like, a lot of people, if they listen to her, they love her. And I can tell why. I've heard her on Ed's album on a song called I Don't Want Your Money. And it's that it is the highlight of the album. It is one of the biggest, my favorite song off the album. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. Okay, so I'm looking at best R&B song now. We have Could Have Been by Her. We have Look At Me Now by Emily King. We have No Guidance by Chris Brown and Drake. We have Rosa Mo by Lucky Day. And we have Say So by PJ Morton and JoJo. I love me some JoJo. She should be nominated all the time. Her song just came out a few weeks ago, but I still think she should be nominated, even though it's not in the eligibility date. But okay, but yeah, that song does win for me. Say So. It's a good one. No Guidance by Chris Brown featuring Drake. That is, I know in the States, that's a very big song. And in the UK, it was all right. I think it peaked in the top 10. But I've never heard this song. And I kind of don't intend to, because I'm not too much of a fan of Chris Brown anymore. Like, at all. So, I'm kind of avoiding that song. So, well, not avoiding it. That's probably rude to say. But I'm just, don't care about it. Okay, so, we're going to rap forms now, and I have a very sneaky suspicion about someone who's not nominated, and very surprised they're not nominated. Okay, so, J. Cole, Middle Child, DaBaby with Sudge, Dreamville featuring J.I.D., Bass, J. Cole. That's my phone randomly going off. Maybe they win. Maybe it's a sign that they'll win. That's all I want again. Dreamville featuring DID, Bass, J. Cole, Earth Gang, and Young Nuddy with Down Bad. Racks in the Middle by Nipsey Hussle featuring Roddy Rick and Hit Boy. And Clout by Offset and Cardi B. They're nominated for Best Rap Performance. And Middle Child is the better song out of this lot. And that's literally all I have to say about that one. I've heard of DaBaby. He's very big in the States. I probably need to check him out, don't I? Tell me if I do. Okay, now best rap song performance. Now this one, this one's quite an interesting one. So you have Higher by DJ Khaled featuring Nipsey Hussle and John Legend. Drip Too Hard by Lil Baby and Gunna. Panini by Lil Nas X, Mustard and Roddy Rich with Ballin', and Young Thug featuring J. Cole and Travis Scott with The London. Okay. Now, I don't know why Lil Nas X chose to submit this song when he could have likely had an easy win if he had submitted Old Town Road. Just a suggestion. But, because actually, if that was nominated, I would vote for that song, to be honest. But, out of all these, The London is the one I like the most. I mean, it's not an excellent song, by all means, but it's the best out of these ones, to be perfectly honest. So, that's what I'll say about that. Okay, best rap song. Okay, so we have Bad Idea by YBN Cordy featuring Chance the Rapper. We have Gold Roses by Rick Ross featuring Drake. We have A Lot by 21 Savage featuring J. Cole. We have Racks in the Middle again, which was the collaboration between Nipsey Hussle featuring Roddy Rich and Hit Boy, and Suge by DaBaby. Damn, baby. Babies are growing up so fast these days. I think out of these songs, very surprised. Now I'm going to say it now. I think same for a rap album. Spoiler alert. No females. No female rappers in there. Very surprised. Okay, out of all these, I would say Bad Idea. Chance the Rapper. Out of all these songs. I think A Lot might get it because it is the most popular song out of all these. And I think when he got deported, 21 Savage. I think 21 Savage. Yep, got it right. I have knowledge. When he got deported, someone made fun of this song. One of the racist Americans made fun of that song. Made fun of songs. I think it goes 1, 2, 3, 4 monies or something in the song. I've not heard the song. So I could be talking out my bum right now. But They used it as a way to say how many ICE people are coming for him. Like ICE, the Immigration Central Intelligence, I think it is. I've lightly long. It's not to do with immigration, though. But they used that as a tug against him. But yes, I think for that, that could win it as a political statement. Say, fuck you, Trump. Okay. Best rap album, we have Dreamville with Revenge of the Dreamers 3, Championship by Meek Mill, 21 Savage, I Hear My Words, Ego by Tyler the Creator, and The Lost Boy by YBN and Cordy. And Cordy, that's not even the name. Okay, again, no female rap albums on here, which likely Twitter is going to go apeshit for. But I don't think they're really going to care that no males are nominated for Best Pop Vocal Album. But no, I meant single. But I don't know. Twitter these days, what can I say? Championship by Meek Mill for me for this one. I think I don't have an opinion on the other albums, but Championship, it was a okay return, I guess, from, but I think because he was in jail and shit. But yeah, I would definitely go for that album. And that's actually the end of actually the rap categories. Cardi B, I'm very surprised considering she's released quite a few songs this year, including Please Me with Bruno Mars, Press, Money, and both of them, all them songs reached the top 50 in the UK. And I think Please Me even went number 3 in the States. So I'm surprised that didn't get nominations for either R&B performance or even pop vocal collaboration. So I'm very surprised about that. Okay, so I'm going to be looking at two other sections. So now we're in the country place. We're in country land. Okay. So best country solo performance, because I actually like country. Hey y'all. We have All Yawn by Tyler Childers, Ashley McBridge with Girl Going Nowhere. Ride Me Back Home by Willie Nelson. Why am I doing this? I do not know. God's Country by Blake Shelton. And Tanya's Tucker with Bring My Flowers Now. So this is the Brandy. Well, it was written by Brandy Carlile, who won very big last year at the Grammys. She was nominated for like 9 awards. She was nominated in a lot of like the main awards. So I get why that's nominated. Carrie Underwood deserved to have a nomination in this place. She has a song called Southbound, which would have been perfect for this one. Or even, well, she has a song called Drinking Alone, which is her new single. The music video came out for it today. So hopefully it can be eligible for next year. But we shall see. I hope so. Yeah, out of all these, also Chelsea Ballerini, Miss You More. That's a brilliant country record. I would definitely recommend that a lot. But yeah, out of all these nominations, I would say Blake Shelton, God's Country, is the strongest out of all of them. Okay. Best country duo group performance. So we have Brooks and Dunn with Luke Combs with Brand New Man. I Don't Remember Me Before You by Brothers Osborne. Dan and Shay Speechless, Lil Big Town with The Daughters, and Myron Morris featuring Brandy Carlile with Common. Now, like, it's easy for me to pick this one. Dan and Shay Speechless, brilliant. I love this song. But there is a song, I heard a rumor on Twitter, because on Twitter they show you what nominations each artist has submitted. I'm not sure if they're true, so I can't fact check these for certain. But they did say that she was submitting a song on her album called Soon You'll Get Better, featuring the Dixie Chicks, for this category. Now, if that is true, and it's not here. So if that is true, then Grammys, you need to check yourself. Because that is a beautiful and powerful and heartbreaking song that almost made me cry. And I don't cry. I'm heartless, to quote Kanye West. I'm stoned. But yeah, no. Okay, so best country song. And this is look at another country category. So we have Bring My Flowers by Tanya Tucker. We have Girl Going Nowhere by Ashley McBride, we have It All Comes Out in the Wash by Miranda Lambert. Love her. We have Speechless by Dan Shea. And we also have Some of It by Eric Church. Now, this is a difficult one because I actually like Miranda Lambert. But, yeah, still Dan and Shay for me there. And again, Carrie Underwood was heavily snubbed for the Grammys. Shame on you. Okay, so last country category, album, like best country album. We have Eric Church with Desperate Man, Reba McEntire with Stronger Than the Truth, Interstate Gospel by Pistol Annies, Thomas Rhett with Center Point Road, While I'm Living by Tanya Tucker. Now, out of all these albums, my favourite is Eric Church with Desperate Man. But there's two albums here, like there are two albums that are missing from this. That is Cry Pretty by Carrie Underwood. I was first about Lady Gaga, now I'm about Carrie Underwood. And also Girl by Maren Morris. And I'm mentioning that album because that is one of the biggest country albums of the year. At the Country Music Awards a few nights ago, that won album of the year. And I know they both were eligible for this category. And these days, and looking, actually, I was about to say there's no winners, even though I just realized the nominations, I'm losing it. Yeah, but in country music, there is the stigma because they're not playing female artists anymore. But like at the country awards that they just had, a lot of females came dressed, but with messages of like pay us equally for equal pay, to close the equal pay gap, and also for country radio, for them to play females on radio, because they don't. Because if you look at the airplay chart, one of the biggest songs of the past two, three years by a female was by pop star Bebe Rexha when she collaborated with Florida Georgia Line and Meant to Be. That is literally the biggest country song of the decade. And I'm looking at the top 10 of that list, there was not a single other female that came close to that. It was all males in the category. So I get why. When even pop stars like Kelly Clarkson are saying play more females in country music, you kind of know you're barking up the wrong tree there. Well, no, that messing up. Okay, so the last place I'm going to look at is the soundtracks place, because I want to see if A Star Is Born has been nominated. Because I genuinely, that's the only one I don't remember. Even though I've seen a few of the performances of the nominations, I'm still not sure if that was nominated. Okay, found it. So, the nominations for Best Compilation Soundtrack Visual Media, we have The Lion King, the songs. We have Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Rocket Man by Taron Egerton. I can't say his second name. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse and Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, A Star Is Born. You obviously know what I'm going for. The Lion King, I'm joking. It's A Star Is Born. Now, there are two albums on here that are missing. Bohemian Rhapsody. How can you forget about Queen? How? And also, the soundtrack for Yesterday, the song that was about the Beatles, where the world forgot about the Beatles, and you have Tamil Masu from EastEnders playing a guy who gets found by Ed Sheeran. So, yeah, that was a nice album. That should be nominated as well. So, yeah, but out of all these, A Star Is Born wins for me. Okay, so best score soundtrack for a visual media. We have Avengers Endgame, Game of Thrones Season 8, The Lion King, Mary Poppins, and one I cannot say the name of, Chernobyl. Maybe it is that. And I got it first try, even though when trying to read this name, I have struggled. Right, out of all these, imagine if that was the best one, but I've never heard of it. I would say Mary Poppins. It's a classic. What can I say? You can't beat a classic, can you? I mean, so is The Lion King. Actually, to be honest, no, Mary Poppins still. I'm sticking with it. Okay, the last one, nominations I'm going to talk about for this podcast, because my throat's getting tired, is Best Song Written for a Visual Media. They are The Ballad of the Lonesome Cowboy from Chris Stapleton for the film Toy Story 4, Girls in the Movies by Dolly Parton for the film Dumplin', I'll Never Love Again, the film version by Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper for A Star Is Born, Spirit by Beyoncé, written for the film, obviously, The Lion King, and Suspirium, it's by Thorn York. When R's and N's are together, they look like an M to me really far back. This is what I'm getting new glasses for. Well, he's nominated for the track for the film Suspiria. Now, again, I'm surprised Sunflower by Post Malone and Swae Lee isn't on here. That very much should be nominated. I'm very surprised. It's from Spider-Man, one of the biggest movies of the year, and it's not nominated. Very surprising, even though it's nominated for, like, Song of the Year and all that stuff. So, yeah. But, yep, you know my pick. If you've been paying attention, I'll Never Love Again, beautiful song. And if you know the backstory of what happened before she performed that in the film, it will just make you love the song even more. So, those are some of the nominations. You can go online at the Grammys to look at the nominations. And fun fact, they actually leaked last night. So, a few people, they knew who was kind of nominated. They didn't know the exact awards though. So what they'd done was they showed how many nominations an artist got. So when people saw Lizzo go 8, Lizzo's the most nominated artist here. She's got 8 nominations. If they're all warranted, I don't know. But fair dues to the lass. She's done good. Lil Nas X and Billie Eilish got the second most of 6. Billie, I stand by it. She's great. Don't mind her. Lil Nas X, nope. Ariana got 5, which they're all warranted. Maybe Boyfriend I was a bit critical of, but even that's a good song. So it's an alright song, shall I say. But yeah. Who got snubbed? Even though I'm not a fan of them, BTS, they definitely did get snubbed because they are the biggest band in the world. They break streaming records. Their album this year sold 2.5 million copies in its first week worldwide. Like, not even Lover by Taylor Swift, which almost sold 1 million copies in a week in just the States, did that. So that is pretty impressive. So I think they should be nominated at least for a few awards here. Taylor deserved a few more awards. Lover should have been Album of the Year. A Star Is Born should have been nominated for Album of the Year. Jonas Brothers should have been nominated for more stuff. Katy Perry, she had a song out called Never Really Over. That would have been perfect for Best Pop Performance as well. Alec Benjamin, like I said, he needs to be nominated. He needs to be bigger. Lauv, he needs to be great. He is great, shall I say. He needs to be nominated. Who else? Halsey, I'll say this about her. I'm not always fond of her music, but what she's released so far, like from 2018, has actually been really good. Without You and Nightmare, they're pretty good. I love the Justin Timberlake sample in Without Me. That song in the States has spent, I think, 29 weeks in the top 10. Or I think it's 30 weeks. 30 or 29 weeks. Either way, it is the longest lasting top 10 by a female artist of the century. Like, that's a big achievement to get, and yet no recognition from the Grammys, which recognize this kind of stuff, but obviously not. So it's annoying. Nightmare deserved to be nominated for at least like rock song or something. That was a pretty amazing track. Who else? I think that song Tucky Tucky by DJ Saint Selena Gomez. That was a pretty fun song. That should be nominated. Higher Love by Kygo and Whitney Houston. That needs to be nominated. That is brilliant. Martin Garrix needs to be nominated. Sabrina Carpenter, she's brilliant. She should have been nominated. I'm very surprised that that Hot Girl Summer thing, that was nominated, because that was everywhere in the summer. Like, I've heard, like, even though I don't like the song, I've heard it, don't like it, but I'm surprised that's not at least nominated for something. because of how big it was. But yeah, that's basically all I have to say. Been talking for 45 minutes. You deserve a break. Go, like, buy yourself something nice, because you deserve it for listening to my soothing, soothing, soothing voice. That's about to basically go, because my throat kills now. So thank you very much for joining me here today on the season premiere of Rent It Out. It's good to be back. It's good to be talking. I mean, I always talk, but now it's just to myself in a studio. But really, there's nothing new there. All right, then. Thank you very much. I will see you soon.